You were here for a while in the summer. Did you think this was behind you when you were let go, or did you have to leave the door open that you might be back?
Yeah, definitely. I just seen how good the team was, you know, during the training camp and what they could, you know, what they were going to be able to do this year and bring to the table. And I just wanted to be a part of something good.
Matthew Slater was saying the other day that for a lot of guys, they recognize their role in football and that special teams provides a longevity in football where maybe on offense and defense, mm-hmm. they're not. When special teams is emphasized like the coaches do here, does that really make you feel even better that, you know, special teams isn't just an end, that you can be as big a contributor as guys who get more publicity on offense or defense? And, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And for me, this is year 7. I've been playing special teams, you know, throughout. And it's been keeping me around, you know. So I always focus on it. And, you know, I try to tell the young guys that it's a big part, you know, if you can contribute wherever you can contribute. And, you know, take your opportunity because, you know, you're never going to know when you're going to get another one. So I try to, you know, tell them, you know, perform well on special teams. And when you get in there on defense and you're playing your position, make sure you make a great opportunity.
People have made great careers. I mean, Larry Izzo was here before and Matthew was doing it. I mean, it's not no longer like an afterthought. Well, it's never been an afterthought, but some people probably still think of it.
Yeah, man, those are usually teams that's losing when they don't really focus on, you know, the special teams and, you know, and really, you know, set their schemes and make sure, you know, they're focused on what they're doing, and and they keep them. They keep that third of the game in the game.
Well, you saw Devin's hit the other day. Well, ball pops out. Edelman, I mean, everybody knows Devin as a, you know, outstanding defensive back, but yet that was probably
yeah,
a big
man,
play
definitely.
The game.
And that's what you look for. You look for guys to step in. You know, when they're on defense, step in on the special teams and contribute. You know, just don't be out there just because you have to. But, you know, take it as a serious job. Make sure you're making making the plays that you're supposed to make.
Was it difficult at any time in your career to accept that maybe this would be your niche?
Not really. I started off in Baltimore, and it was a team that really focused on it, like similar to here, to where it's you know, really emphasized and you know, it was one of those positions that it was just like a 12th defender on defense or whatever you want to call it. But it was really focused and stressed that, you know, if this is what you're going to play, you're going to have to do it well. And I just took that with me my whole career.
Have you noticed anything unique about the special teams situation here or the way they approach it?
Yeah, like I said earlier, they focus on it a lot. You know, when we change our schemes and we really just, you know, we hone in on it. And Scotty O, he's been doing a great job of making sure everybody knows their responsibilities and where they're supposed to be. And it just makes the game so much easier come Sunday.
Make it fun, too.
Yeah, it's always fun when you're making good plays on special teams, turnovers and things of that sort. Everybody's excited.
Well, when you see, touchdowns on special teams, whether Julian's running for a punt return or he cuts a fumble out of the air, do you guys feel like, wow, you know, maybe we can do this every week, like every time you go down? Well, maybe it'll happen again. Maybe it fires you up the next time. Like,
yeah, that's definitely it, man. You feed off of it. You know, when you see somebody else making a play, you're like, man, it's probably my turn to make that play. And and everybody's, you know, competing to make that play, but they're all doing their job. So it's just everybody's working well as a team.
What do you see in the Dolphins? Thigpen's a pretty good threat in the returning game.
Yeah, they got Thigpen out there. He's good at the as a returner, kickoff, and punt. They got a lot of core special teams guys, you know, inside that we got to worry about. They really focus on the Patriots. You know, this is a divisional game, and you know they're gonna come with their best shot. You know, we just got to be ready. Make sure we hone in on what we're supposed to be doing, and make sure we take care of what our responsibilities are.
Do you take particular pride in looking back at a game and saying special teams, we won that aspect of the game? Do you look at it afterwards that way, that our third of the game we won, like you did last week?
Yeah, definitely. Especially from my perspective, you know, I take it personally. You know, hidden yardages and things of that sort. I'm trying to make sure our team has the most hidden yardages, depending on if it's punt return, whatever it may be, that we're winning our aspect of the game. And, you know, when you take it personally, it's just like an on-field battle, just like offense and defense. And you hope you come out on top.
It's like hidden yards. It's the stuff that fans in general may not notice. If you tackle a punt returner at his 16 instead of the 25, that's 9 big yards. And we'll say, fans say, well, at 25. So, but those 9 yards make a, you know, you guys probably get thrilled.
Yeah, definitely. Because when I was back in maybe I was in Baltimore, they said every 100 yards on that hidden yards, you know, is equivalent to a touchdown. Mm-hmm. So when you look at it that way, you know, you're trying to get at least to 100 just to, you know, cover that 7 points or whatever you can do,
true,
just to make sure you're keeping up with the offense, keeping up with the defense, and making sure they get good field position and things of that sort.